Welcome to the healing power of your dreams here on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, dream expert Teresa Chung, and each week, along with recurring dream guest hosts Margarita Mitchell Pollock and Kelly Sullivan Walden, plus a special guest or two, we will dive deep into the out of this world ways your intuition by day and your dreams by night can guide, heal, and inspire you from the inside out. Expect insights, surprises, and the kind of healing wisdom that only your dreams can reveal. So join us live each week and let's discover the unexpected together. Never before has your inner healing mattered more. We're living in fractured, volatile times, and for sensitive, heart-led people, the urge can be to retreat, to go quiet, to hide. But this is not the time to disappear. It's the time to step forward boldly. As I keep on saying, dream work is not about drifting off, it's about waking up. Your dreams by night and your intuition by day can help you heal your heart, sharpen your compassion, and remind you who you are from the inside out, a soul having a human experience. If you know how to reconnect to your soul and heal your own inner world, you already have a sense of how to change and heal the outer world. And right now, the outer world needs sensitive souls who are willing to step outside their meditation bubble and walk their talk. Hi, I'm Teresa Chung, serial dreams author and your host today, and I'm delighted to be sharing life and world-changing inside-out wisdom with you each week. This week also marks the publication of one of my latest titles, Your Twin Flame Journey, A Guide to Your Soul's Most Passionate Connection, published by Godsfield Hachette. It's a guide to how intimate, heart-led relationships, especially the ones you have with yourself, can be your greatest personal and spiritual growth teacher. And speaking of heart-led and higher love, intuition and soulful connection and leadership, I am beyond excited to welcome a sublime guest to our show today. We're truly honored. Sonia Kaket is a New York Times best-selling author, spiritual teacher, and intuitive guide. She is a leading expert in the intuition revolution, helping people trust their inner guidance and live more empowered, authentic lives. The author of Trust Your Vibes and countless other books published in numerous languages, Sonia is one of the world's most sought-after teachers of intuition, spirituality, and personal transformation. She joins us live today to share her vision and to talk about her latest illuminating book, Soul Mastery. Sonia, welcome. It is a real joy and honor to have you with us today. And I know you're suffering from laryngitis right now, and you really are walking your talk because we gave you the option to reschedule and you said, no, I said I'd be here and I will. So thank you on behalf of myself, UK Health Radio, and of course, Margarita and Kelly, my recurring dream hosts who are going to be eager to join our conversation about your globally inspiring work, in particular, Soul Mastery. But before that, as I mentioned in the intro, we are living through really intense, difficult times right now, global conflict and deep division, where the lines between truth and fantasy are blurred, and many people do feel spiritually disillusioned. Do you think spiritual teachers, especially those focused on transcendence, need to step up more boldly right now? Shouldn't we be bringing our healing vision into government, schools, communities? We've had centuries to meditate. Isn't it time we started becoming more assertive and united as sensitive souls? I mean, even Christ overturned the tables in the temple once in anger. In short, how do we balance compassion and our inner work with the courage now to actually make a difference in such complex times as we are living in right now?
I think that the best thing to do is not approach this as a battle, but to recognize that no matter what our surface differences are, we all share the same spirit. And if we exude the vibration of peace, of alignment, of of connection. It's a vibration that will influence others before we even say a word. So, our biggest effort to influence the institutions of the world is by becoming a living example of living a peaceful, non-polarized life, and that we all have a chance before we start telling everybody how to change their minds to demonstrate that the kind of aligned consciousness that we are aligned with, that we live, is not fantasy, it's not woo-woo. And to recognize that we're already making inroads. So this isn't a mountain ahead of us. We're well on the path. And our external institutions and the external philosophies of looking outside of ourselves for guidance, reassurance, direction are collapsing. So people are naturally more inclined to turn inward right now. And we as guides, we need to be welcoming but not polarizing ourselves. Not saying that's wrong, we're right, because that's the same consciousness. We need to say that living as an empowered being is something we all can learn, and that we're walking models for this. And win them over by process of attraction instead of combativeness.
Absolutely. And you've pioneered that. You've been talking about it for decades, haven't you now,
Over
Sonia?
40 years.
Yeah. We know people in this movement that inner healing, change yourself before you change the world. That's what you're saying here, which is so right. But your own life journey has been so influential in shaping your work and your vision. Could you share how you came to trust your intuition so deeply? And what turning points truly changed everything for you?
I didn't come to trust my intuition. I was supported and encouraged to trust my intuition as a natural fact of my life, because I was raised in a family where our sixth sense was considered the most important. And so I never had, until I went to school, I had no model to do otherwise. And it was centered around my mom. We were a very matriarchal family. She was extraordinarily psychic, intuitive, miracle worker, and she was also deaf. She lost her hearing as a child, so she couldn't hear words. She could only hear vibration. So she would say, the luckiest thing that happened to me was that I didn't have to hear all the noise in the world, and I could just listen to my spirit. And if it aligns, then you go that way. And if it doesn't, you don't have to explain. So it was a shock to me when I started school that that wasn't the way people lived. But by that time, I wasn't going to question my reality. It was too entrenched. It was my lived experience. So I quickly learned that other people were disconnected, and I thought that was the worst disability. To me, nothing could be worse than to be disconnected from your spirit and your inner guidance. So, very early, I began teaching people how to get reconnected so that they weren't floundering in the darkness of the noise of the world. And it wasn't easy. A lot of my the greater part of my life, I was dismissed as woo-woo, nut, crazy, anti-God, anti-whatever. But I've watched over the last 5 years, and especially the last three, that that's changing. And it's because our world is in a new, and it's an unprecedented experiences. So the only guide we have is to go inward, because the ones that have been outward, they're failing. So I'm actually very excited that the zeitgeist, which means the collective consciousness of the planet, is changing.
Isn't
Science is changing, business is changing, Even the head of NVIDIA, the biggest fund in the world, said that what he considers the smartest person in the room is the intuitive one. So these are our times. Our time has come, and I'm quite excited about that.
Yeah, and I watched a recent video you did where you were announcing that we are now ultroverts. You were talking
It
about.
wasn't me who announced it. I was commenting on that psychologists have discovered a new soul type called the introvert, and my comment was nothing new about it, nor do I agree that it's a particular group. I think we could all be what the introvert is quite honestly just the intuitive who reads the energy. And I think it's something we can all develop if we're interested. But I did think that's funny that we used to be called woo-woos and now we're introverts.
And you said in your video that you wanted to be an ultravert weirdo, didn't you?
I prefer weirdo, it's more fun.
But so many people do struggle to trust their inner guidance, even when they long to do so. And just before we go to the break, so you can have a glass of water and rest that your voice, what do you see as the biggest block that stops people from listening to their intuition, their inner psychic, their inner introvert, and how can they begin to overcome that?
I think there are three things. One, misinformation, that we have inner senses that science now validates. They even have a word for it, interoception, that we pick up things in our heart, our gut, our skin. We are informed energetically. I think we're conditioned to give our power away. Certainly have been in the past, up to most recent times. So we've been conditioned to defer to external authorities. And so a lot of that's deeply entrenched. And there's this fear that I'm going to get in trouble if I listen to myself. And it's an ancient pattern that we have to confront and disassemble. And then I think the third, it's a big one. Do you really want to know
Yes.
what's going on? I know that's it. Do I really want to have a clear view? Because intuition is really a clear view. Because a lot of people would rather believe their fantasies and their projections, and so they get vibes. They just don't want to hear it because it disrupts their life. I don't want to hear that I'm in the wrong job. I don't want to feel that I'm with the wrong partner. I don't want to deal with the responsibility of changing my direction. So I think that that's where the real work lies, is deciding it is my life, and I ultimately I need to take responsibility, but I have the equipment, the consciousness to do a really good job of living a beautiful life.
Yeah, and it's just like, as you say, do you really want to know? That's why a lot of people don't bother to recall their dreams, which are their nocturnal intuition as well. Oh, thank you. So stay with us, everyone, because when we return, we'll be discussing with the amazing Sonia Choquette further how intuition, dreams, and soul mastery can help us meet these turbulent times with open hearts and unshakable inner guidance. You're listening to the healing power of your dreams, so don't drift away too far now because we'll be right back.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio, and you're listening to The Healing Power of Your Dreams, where we explore the wisdom that speaks to us when the world goes quiet and the soul takes center stage. And joining the conversation now is my wonderful co-presenter, Sunday Times journalist and TV producer, Margarita Mitchell Pollock, bringing her sharp insight, curiosity, and love of the unseen world into our dream circle. Over to you, Margarita.
Thank you, Teresa. Sonia, it's a joy to have you with us today. And I know you've got that sore throat today. So I'm going to disappoint a lot of people and they're going to hear my voice a little bit more than yours. So you can rest for a second. But I wanted to read a little passage from your book, actually, Soul Mastery, 22 Lessons to Reinvent Your Life. And this jumped out at me when I was reading it last night, Sonia, because I love to hear stories whenever I listen to your talk, your podcast, about your mother. I mean, she reminds me a lot of my mother. And I think what's interesting on the show today, we have a group of women who have all come from a strong line of intuitive, wise women. You know, is that coincidence? Is that synchronicity? I don't know. But I think that's interesting.
Well, actually, Margarita, intuition is passed through the matriarchal line. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a lot more inclined to be naturally intuitive if it was the consciousness and model of your mother. So this is exciting. And these are the new leaders of the world here, right here.
I completely agree. I'm thinking of our listeners. And for those that didn't have the gift that we had of that mother, I want them to take the lessons from your mother. And this is the bit that I love. I was blessed as a child because I had a magical mentor in a mum. Every morning before leaving for school, she would say, "Expect good things today. I expect to hear about them when you come home." This trained me from the beginning to expect the best. Since then, I have lived my entire life expecting good things, and I have not been disappointed. Let good things flow your way, and when you expect good things, you commit to living as a divine being, a co-creator, a light being. Expect good things and act as a magnet. What you expect is what you get. I love that. And I now say that to my children, who are only 4 and 2.
Perfect.
And you know what? It starts off, you start them off early. And they start, even in my own life, I expect good things. That's what I say to myself now. Your mother was an incredible woman.
She was, we call her a unicorn, because she had such a tortured experience during World War II. And she lost her family. She lost her hearing. She ended up in a camp. She ended up married at 15 in America. She ended up with no outside support, but she grabbed onto her spirit. And she said that with spirit as her guiding light, the entire world was her family. And she treated everybody, whoever came across our door, as family. And she always expected the best outcome. She did not entertain. No, it wasn't. She didn't even entertain worry. It wasn't in her reality, and therefore it wasn't in our home. And she would always say, I think one of the most empowering things to me is, you know, when you're a teenager, 10, 11, 12, you're starting to navigate your own life. And I would have my schemes and plans to be my own person. And I would ask her something like, can I go to the mall or can I go with my friends? When really the plan wasn't being quite communicated as I was suggesting. And she would look me right in the eye and she'd say, well, before I answer, what does your spirit say? Because you're going to have to live with it. And I would always self-correct. And that has kept me aligned and given me quite a magical life. She would say, if you're aligned with your spirit, the door's open. And that's true. That
Absolutely.
is proven 50 years of lived experience, truthful.
I personally would love to have a book from you about your mother's wisdom. I know she's in every book you've written.
Yeah.
Just purely her wisdom. I would love that personally.
I'm working on it. That's your intuition.
Yes.
I'm definitely working on it.
There's another story here that I need to read because because Valentine's Day is coming up, obviously. We've got Teresa's Twin Flame book out. And I pulled a card from your Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck before the show for our listeners. And I got this card, which is Let Go. Number 36. And if you can see there's somebody on a trapeze holding on to a lady. Okay. And I thought, wow, synchronicity, because the story I wanted to read was about your sister. And I hope the
Oh,
same. Yeah, you see, your sister Soraya. Soraya.
Soraya.
Soraya. So I'm just going to read here from page 43 of your book. And this chapter is The Loving Universe is Your Partner. My sister went through a terrible divorce, and afterward, as a single parent of a 5-year-old, she struggled to keep up with work and be a good mum. One summer, she enrolled her daughter in a summer trapeze camp. She dropped her daughter off every morning, picked her up in the evening after work. One evening, she was invited by the people running the camp to try the trapeze herself. The workers refused to take no for an answer, and the next thing you know, she was up on the platform, high in the sky, and taking the leap. She loved the experience so much she couldn't believe it. She said, I leaped into a new me. Guess what happened? She married the catcher who worked at the camp. She joined the circus and she literally, he caught her in midair.
All true, still married happily.
What a story. As with Valentine's Day around the corner, and I haven't got much time with you, but I have to ask. What's your advice to the lovers out there that are looking for love, whatever kind of love that may be, for love for the self or for finding their twin flame?
I think the key is to literally live in love. Be in love with life, be in love with yourself, be in love with your clothes, be in love with your coffee, be in the frequency of love because it's the most attracting magnet. And rather than look for love out there, be in love and it will come flying at you. And I'm promising you better than you can imagine.
So much. I can see my co-host, Dr. Dream, Kelly Sullivan Walden, chomping at the bit here to get hold of you, Sonia. So reluctantly, I'm going to pass you over. But I just think the fact that you might have laryngitis today means that you might have to come back on the show again and talk to us.
It would be my pleasure, absolutely.
Thank you. Over
Oh.
to you, Dr. Dream.
Thank you for sharing Sonia with me, Margarita and Teresa. And also Teresa, yay to you for your twin flame book coming out. That's exciting. Sonia, I have so many things in common with you. I just want to have a slumber party and talk about dreams and talk about all these things. And I want it in Paris. I'm also a Francophile, and when you describe the place you live in Paris, I'm salivating. And I love the way you got in and you trusted your guides. Your guides helped you negotiate the perfect price for your beautiful place in Paris. I want to just tell you, reading, I was drawn to read your book, Ask Your Guides, and Soul Mastery. I'm going to dive into that one next. But I had a major synchronicity yesterday around that. There's this dog whose owner died, and a Rottweiler,
Wow.
nobody really wants a dog like that. It's hard to find a home. And I was with this foster girl of a friend of mine. Anyway, it was this chaotic moment of what will we do with this dog? And I just invited the woman to and I literally had just been listening to a meditation that comes from the audiobook in Trust Your Guide. So we stood in the sunshine and I just said, let's call on our guides. Let's call on our helpers. Let's call on the dog's helpers. And so we calmed down and we just started to walk the dog down my street. And one of my neighbors was out. Hey, Kelly. I said, hey, Nye, do you need a dog? You want a dog? She said, yes, yes. I want a dog. I said, want this one? She's like, maybe. So she comes out and walks with us. And now she's going to be fostering the dog, maybe taking it after a day of such chaos. It's so your book, what I love about your work is that it is very spiritual and yet immensely practical.
Right.
And we need practical spirituality. As Teresa was saying in the earlier segment, there's a section in your book in Ask Your Guides about when you were called to go to Newtown, Connecticut, to Sandy Hook after the shooting. And I was just relating the parallel to what's going on in Minneapolis and wanted to ask you what that was like for you to actually be on the ground with the people who were dealing with the school shooting and what your advice to spiritual folks is to in dealing with difficult moments.
I'd have to say, Kelly, that was probably one of the hardest moments of my life, one of the most difficult, because I was sitting in a room with 30 parents and family members who just lost their sweet babies, and they couldn't make any sense of it at all. And I said to them, I can't make sense of it either. And I'm not going to try to relieve you of the chaos you're in from the third dimension. But in spirit, they're here and they're talking to you and they've been trying to talk to you. And I started giving them different examples of that evidence. And they started talking about that happened. I got this. I saw that. I was guided here. And so shattered hearts turned to stories, turned to some laughter and hugs. And I was truly guided. It was hard. But on the other side of the third dimension, we are all connected and we are forever connected. And I do believe that if people knew that, then they would be less inclined to harm us on this dimension because we're connected. So it makes no sense. So I do feel like it's really an important conversation. I've talked to probably 50 people from Minneapolis and Minnesota in the last 2 weeks, just saying, and they had an interest. One woman said, how can I help without taking up arms myself? Because I don't want to do that. That's not me. And I said, follow the example of Gandhi. Right. Gandhi liberated India without a gun. That use love and reason and conviction and connection. Bring food. Bring breath. Bring connection. It's strong. And you can definitely say, don't accept this polarity, this divisiveness. But you're not going to heal it by being on the other side of the divisiveness. And we're in very hard times, but I think they're no more hard than they've been in the past. I just think they're more in our face because of our technology. So let's believe that this too shall pass and we too will rise.
Oh, we need to hear. We really need to hear that. We need to feel that. And that's, I've been struggling so much with what's my role here as a spiritual teacher, as a dream person? How do we be in this world while it's so hard? How do we be of the solution? We had Marianne Williamson on a few weeks ago who was saying the spiritual ones are the last ones who should be sitting on the sidelines. What I loved about your Sandy Hook story, though, was you were invited. There was a place for you. And so this is what I grapple with. Do I wait to be invited? Because I'm actually always being invited to something. I mean, I've got lots of people in Minneapolis and in the Twin Cities as well, as opposed to just kind of inserting myself, inserting ourselves where maybe we're not invited. What's the balance?
I think that the invitation is only indicative of receptivity.
Yeah.
I think that wherever we go, we can make a difference in that our vibration is a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's really felt. And humans are energetically responsive. And one of the reasons why this kind of experience that we're observing, where we're turning against humans in such inhumane ways, is because the people doing that and the people promoting that have disconnected from their souls.
Yeah.
And when you're just strictly in your logic brain and you're not connected to your creative self and your heart self, people look like things. You experience people like things. You've lost the human frequency. So as spiritual people, we can infuse that frequency and jumpstart those dormant hearts. We can. We can actually broadcast so strongly our humanity and connection without being sentimental and morally righteous. Just hey, we're you know, just, and not even words, because words get dismissed, but our vibration can turn. I've had people pull guns on me and turn and put them down. I mean, even when I was 17, a man pulled a gun and put it right in my head.
Wow.
He was going to rape me. And I just looked at him and I said, stop. Thanks to my mom, I found that resource. I just said, stop. You don't do this. And he was drunk and he was laughing. And actually, it was kind of a wild exit. I pushed my self back and hit the door and whatever, but my teacher said we can prevent people from committing crimes by not combating, by coming in with the power of love. Is not a placebo. It's a real power. It's a power, and I feel like if we believe that and exuded that, humans entrain to the dominant frequency. So let's live the dominant frequency instead of talk about it.
Ooh, one of the things I loved in Ask Your Guides was also where you talked about there's the angels and then there's the archangels. And I think this is a really good time for some archangels, for people who are having a hard time sleeping and having turbulent dreams that reflect the times we're in.
Right.
If we were going to incubate our dreams and ask for the presence of an archangel to help us with our dreams, with our sleep, with our consciousness, which of the archangels might you invoke while people are focusing on what's happening in Minneapolis and Iran and Epstein files?
What I would first do is, you know, Jesus said, be still and know that I am God. And that doesn't mean sit still. It means still the mind. So what I would say is put your hand on your heart. Right here is where the divine resides. And spend 5 minutes just in a particular breath. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 7. Exhale for 8. Hold for 4. Start again. And do this for 3 to 5 minutes. That's be still. That's stilling the crazy.
Sonia Choquette, you are an angel and you are an archangel, I would say. I'm so grateful that you joined us today and you've given us some very practical healing tips for how to be in this world, but not of it. And on the other side of the break, we have Alex Wilby, who will be coming in as a sound healer to help continue that vibration. Thank you so much, Sonia. I know you're going to feel better soon. Come back to us soon. And maybe we'll all come to Paris and be with you and we'll do it live from Paris. Sweet dreams, beautiful
Thank
soul.
You.
Thank you, Sonia Choquette, author of, Soul Mastery.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wake up, everyone. You're back here exploring the healing power of your dreams. And joining the conversation now is friend of our show, sound healer, Reiki practitioner, and former deputy editor of Hello magazine, Alexandra Wilby. And I know Margarita has a few questions for you, Alexandra, before you treat us to some sound healing much needed.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, everyone. And what an amazing chat with Sonia. She's amazing and a real trooper with her sore throat.
Well, we're very lucky to have you too, Alex. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. Lovely to be here, as always.
So I've been dying to ask you, because I know that you are the former deputy editor of Hello magazine, 18 years in the job, Alex, and I met you at the Hay House Christmas party, actually, where Sonia was at the same time, a bit of synchronicity there. And I was just fascinated by, because you'd just come to the end. It was the final day, I think, almost.
My final week.
And you've got such a transformation. You are doing all of this in the year of the fire horse, 2026. You know, February 17th, the official day that everything changes and things start moving forward rapidly. So you really were shedding in the year of the snake. What prompted the decision to leave Hello? And how did you find sound healing or your spiritual practice?
Well, honestly, Margarita, it wasn't really a decision. It was more something that I was guided to do over a period of time. So I suppose the journey really started back in 2019 when I started meditating. And I started meditating really because I was really stressed. But this daily Vedic meditation practice, I feel like that was the beginning of leading me to where I was going. I trained in Reiki after lockdown. I was feeling, as many of us were, like, what is there to look forward to? And I don't mean that in a depressed or morbid way. I just mean my life just feels really stagnant. And my sister phoned me one day and she was like, I've just signed up for a Reiki course. Do you want to do it with me? And I was like, oh. And it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, that's exactly what I want to do. And my mum had actually attuned us both to Reiki when I was in my early 20s. It was interesting listening to what you were saying about the intuition coming down the mother line previously.
Yes, it sounds like you were in a similar place with the mums there, the powerful mothership on this show. Wow.
Exactly. So trained in Reiki, and then when everything really changed when I had my youngest daughter, I had an out-of-body experience when she was very young, just a couple of weeks old, and I had no idea what was going on. I felt like I couldn't really tell anybody about it. It sounded completely bizarre. Then I started looking into it, finding out more about astral projection, and the lens that it kind of put on my life, that this is not everything, what we see is not what there really is. I just felt like I had to, this growing spiritual practice that I did, I had to somehow get it into my career. I had to integrate the two, and I didn't know how. And I went back to work after maternity leave, and I then organically decided that I was going to start interviewing amazing authors about their spiritual books. That's how I met Teresa for the first time. I interviewed her about her Akashic Records book. And then Hello, we're launching a standalone glossy magazine, Hello London, which talks about the best things going on in the capital. So I said, look, we really need to do the best spiritual wellness events. So I started curating and editing that, became spiritual wellness editor of that, and did a year-long sound healing course. Again, something that kind of naturally evolved and dropped into my life. And then last year, it just felt like this is the time. I feel really passionate about bringing these spiritual issues into mainstream media, and also healing and giving back and doing my sound baths and doing my Reiki. So it wasn't really a decision. It kind of just all unfolded and happened naturally. And now here I am, just over a month after finishing my big job that, as you say, I'd been in for a very long time. And yeah, it's a brave new world for me, but I feel like I took a leap and the universe will catch me. So I'm hoping to gallop off with the ear of the fire horse, Margarita.
Just like Sonia's card from earlier, the trapeze being caught, you see? This is it. It's all meant to be, Alex. And I noticed when I first met you pointed at a man over in the corner. You went, oh, I think I might start working with him soon. And I thought, I don't know who that man is. Okay, great. And then Alex turned to me, she went, oh, that's actually my husband. And then I started talking to the both of you, and I just felt instinctively, I was like, I need to talk. I didn't actually have Teresa, I hadn't actually done your show at this point, but instinctively I was like, I need to talk to both of these two together, because you've got this fantastic dynamic with your husband Simon, and I'd love you to talk to me about it, because I know that he's, I would you say he's in the spiritual space? I know he's a journalist, a BBC correspondent. And I just thought these two, the dynamic, the feminine, the masculine, and in this spiritual world, I need to have these two on a show talking to me about their lives, A, as husband and wife and being busy parents, but also I think that there's more to come for the two of you working together.
Well, we are hoping to work together. That's a big part of what we're going to be doing. So I sometimes crop up on his YouTube channel at the moment. But as you said, it's kind of the masculine and the feminine, the yin and the yang, the head and the heart. I'm very much all about the energy and the sound and the feeling of it all. And he's always brought a very thinky experience to it. In fact, even on our first date, he was sort of talking to me about non-duality, and I was thinking, what is this guy talking about? Little did I know I was going to get dragged onto the journey as well,
How
because
interesting. It's usually the other way around, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said the same something along those lines to my husband, who then stared at me blankly on my first date. So I love that Simon was the one that's saying that to you.
was. And he was always saying that Eckhart Tolle quote as well, about how relationships are not here to make us happy, they're here to make us conscious. And we've really embodied that, because after our honeymoon phase, we really were triggering each other. Like, our attachment wounds were really coming to the fore. And I was not hugely into this to begin with, but he dragged me onto this path of healing. And I'm so grateful, because as we did that as a couple and individually, our spiritual gifts kind of really came online, came to the fore. And he actually recently had a Kensho awakening. So he has this deep presence currently. Well, I say currently, I think this is just how he is now, which I think is very healing. He does a lot of coaching. And just being in this field of presence is quite extraordinary. So he previously had done a lot of work around self-abandonment, guiding his clients through that. And now, with this new presence, together with my energy healing and sound, we think could be a really great offering. So we've actually found potentially a retreat space in Portugal. So we might be putting on some retreats and doing some things like that. We'd love to write a book together. He's a published author. He has a book out with Bloomsbury, which was called Champion Thinking. And really, it was a sports book based on his podcast, but it was really about non-duality. So we are going to be working together. But as you say, it does feel like a lot of shedding was done last year. And now we're kind of ready to harness this energy and see where it takes us. And I do feel like we're all guided to where we're supposed to be. So I'm not really planning. I'm just kind of seeing what comes along, you know?
Absolutely. Just for those that aren't aware, what can you just explain to us in 60 seconds before we come to your amazing sound healing? What is a Kensho experience? Is that what you said? What actually is that? What does that look like?
Well, he'd be able to explain this better than I can, but it's where you see through the illusion of separation. So you see very clearly that everything is one and the universe is having experiences through each and every one of us. I think that's probably the easiest way that I can put it. But it was quite strange after it happened. I was a bit upset for a few days because I thought I'd lost my husband because he just was absolutely... in this field of presence and so calm, non-reactive. But then I realized it was actually, he was like Simon 2.0. He's been upgraded.
He's leveled up.
Yeah. But it's been a really interesting experience. We've recorded a YouTube video about it where we talk about his experience of it as well as my experience of it. Because I think it's interesting hearing from someone who is around someone awakened, because we hear from a lot of awakened people, but we don't really hear about the knock-on effect on real life. So that's kind of what we're trying to ground this in, real life, basically.
What that looks like when you've got a toddler climbing your leg and you've got an 8-year-old that has to go to cheerleading practice. And I know Alex leads a busy life as a busy mum. Well, you're going to both have to go and talk to us about this and how, and I would love to explore the dynamics of that and how that looks like. I think both of you on the show would be very interesting. So watch this space. You're going to lead us now into some beautiful sound healing to relax and calm us and help. I think we're doing third eye activation today. I think maybe a little bit of heart chakra there. I think we all need a little bit of healing at the moment. So over to you, Alex. Take it away with your beautiful sound healing. Thank you.
I'm going to push just there with Mariah. Just push this microphone back a bit. Okay, right. So before the sound begins, just take a slow, conscious breath in and a gentle breath out. If it feels comfortable, allow your eyes to close and bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows, your third eye. Imagine a soft violet or purple light glowing there. And with each breath in, allow that light to become a little clearer and a little brighter. And with each breath out, let it gently expand, first around your head, then your body, until you feel softly held by it. As the sound begins, you might notice images, colours, sensations, or nothing at all. Whatever you experience is exactly right. There's nothing else you need to do. Just let the sound do the rest.
Well, everyone, that was the sound of silence, which is very, very healing. Such pain because we could hear it, but I don't think we've got it right for you all to hear it. That will come. We'll get there. Sorry, Alexandra, because we were so into that, but we had a moment of silence. And I actually think, I believe in divine timing and things happening for a reason. Maybe that's what we needed, because it's been a powerful, powerful show today. And Alexandra, you've also got to come back and share more of your wisdom and your healing sounds. We will get that right. Kelly, have you any thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. As the garbage trucks come by my street that I can hear quite well, I think it's a function of consciousness, what we can attune to sometimes. So maybe when we're more enlightened on Zoom, we'll be able to hear those sacred notes. But while the garbage truck goes by, lovely, I was just thinking about just kind of the synchronicity of it all, because just hearing you talk with Margarita, I'm just feeling myself sparkling and just tears. And I just feel like I'm in heaven being in your aura, which speaks louder than words. But as Teresa and Margarita know, a dear friend of mine just recently passed, and I'm helping to put together his memorial here in LA. And he was known as the musical alchemist, Filippo Franchini. And so while I spent time with him, he would talk so much about musical notes and tones that alter consciousness. And I'm always sorting for the shortcuts. I think I get that from my mom and my granny. Like there's let's just get right to it. And he used to say that there's something about that perfect fifth. There's some note that is like, if we're just going to hit one note, maybe there's a YouTube video or someplace that you could lead us to that's just kind of like that note. And I'm imagining, because this is a dream-centric show, when we listen to sound healing, maybe when we listen to that perfect fifth at nighttime, it'll help to dissolve some of the drama. So do you have a point of view? Am I even saying it right? Is it the perfect fifth? Or
yes. Is it? I would focus. So what I was going to focus on then, and I don't know why it wasn't coming through. It was very loud.
It's Zoom. It's Zoom. It's Zoom has a hard time with acoustics.
Which is good, because we didn't pick up the garbage trucks that were going past.
Thank the Lord. It's so symbolic. They're taking out all of our garbage.
It is.
So
we're shed, like home. Snakes are shedding skins. We are.
Exactly.
This is supposed to be focused on dream recall and all that sort of thing. I was going to really focus on the A bowl, which corresponds with the third eye chakra, which is what I was playing, but obviously you couldn't hear at all. And I actually, often when I'm in the bath, on Spotify or YouTube, I find frequencies. You can look them up by chakra, but really I think anything that appeals to you, I wouldn't worry too much about the perfect fifth, anything. Okay. Anything that works nicely for you. Some sounds you'll find a little bit jarring sometimes, and that's always interesting, because that means that probably that's a chakra that you need a bit of work on, even if it feels a little bit uncomfortable. But for dream recall, we are looking at the third eye chakra, which is the A note.
Beautiful. Is there a humming sound, Alexandra, everybody could do now, a humming sound?
Well, if I hold on, let me play it, which you can't hear. Okay, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Hear me?
Oh. Hear me humming.
Is it all three together now? This could be our debut. Look, this could
It'll
be
syncopated,
it
but.
Do it. I don't know why.
Okay,
two,
all four of
one,
us.
One, two,
now.
Three.
Oh,
that was awful. Gong. Let's go.
Dream Girls album. It could be the start.
I can see
beautiful.
It happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've brought a brunette in here with Alexandra, which we needed. The missing part is wonderful.
The new age version of the Gong Show.
Well, I love actually that this happened, because life is imperfect and it's gloriously imperfect. And that's what the magic is. Perfection is dull, and you don't learn from it and grow from it. And we've learned from this, Alexandra. So thank you so much. And before we do drift away now and leave you, sincere thanks to our special guest, Sonia Choquette. To you, Alexandra Wilby, sound healer and rising star of that, I'm sure. And to my beautiful recurring dream co-presenters, Margarita Mitchell Pollock and Kelly Sullivan Walden. Do you know, I can't imagine doing this show without you now. You are so, so a part of it and making it into something truly special. Today, we've been reminded that dreams heal us by night, intuition guides us by day. And when we heal from the inside out, we begin to understand how to heal the world. We're all going to leave you now with a song that captures the very essence of soul mastery and the spirit this show relentlessly champions. It's Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers Band. So until next time, keep trusting your dreams and let your soul shine.
Find the light that guides you through a cloudy day. When the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When the candle light of home burns so very far away. Now you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say. Yeah.